important point that we need to rejoice is that we are being taught, all of us, who we are not in order to see who we are. A person that is completely identified with the body and mind cannot see the truth. So there has to be some cleaning up, some elimination, in order to leave room for seeing. And all the wisdom points us to that, whether it is a meditation, contemplation, usage of one of the inspirational wisdom in our daily life, like Kumud was saying. And all of you can testify that you're freer now than you were before. And your circumstances has not changed. The outer circumstances have not changed. What has changed is elimination of the false. By being able to see the thoughts as thoughts, emotion as emotion, not as me, 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 me. I sometimes have found out in my own personal life when the truth is spoken or expressed, the listener does not really have to do much of anything. Just allowing it to penetrate. And then that's the big part of it. And the more you hear it, the less brainwashed we are of the falsehood. And I feel like past 20 years I've been repeating myself, but we all need the repetition of truth rather than something that binds us and make our load heavier. We all need to remind each other and be a support for each other, and that is the reason I really, really emphasize on communities, as we have one in Reno and elsewhere. Because we need that support system to remind each other that, go back home. You've been too far from the house, from the home. And Ramana Maharshi gives a beautiful example that I've said it many, many times, and I say it again. He was sitting on a bench, like a bed type of, and there was a nest of a squirrel above his head where there was a tree. And this squirrel had a few babies. And when the mother would go out, the babies would want to come out. And he would get up, even though he had a pretty bad arthritis in his legs. He would get up and put it back in the nest, or whatever the nest was, a home. And they would come out again. He would put him. That went on, and the devotees were really uncomfortable because they were seeing him getting up all the time and being uncomfortable, but he wouldn't give up. He was really demonstrating his own teaching. So finally, the squirrels did not come out for a few minutes at least, and then longer and longer. And this is what is happening here. We'll go home, like Tahmine was saying, and visit and try to bring the energy of the mind to the heart over and over and over until it stays longer, and then it stays longer a little bit more.